Mark Sanchez is seen on tape, on footage, staggering and stumbling around with stab wounds to the right side of his chest. So for him to all of a sudden have misdemeanor charges upgraded to a felony, it must be, I mean, they must have staggering evidence against him to make that kind of assertion. Even though he's hospitalized with stab wounds, they still saying, we're charging you with the felonies and we're not charging the other guy with anything.
Yeah, Stephen A., the first time I saw this story, I thought something doesn't make sense here, because usually the person who is in the hospital with the injuries, the stab wounds, as we hear about them, usually that's the person who we consider the victim. But it lends itself to believe in this case, at least in my opinion, that something seriously wrong happened on the front end involving Mark Sanchez's conduct. Because you're absolutely right. A lot of times you would look at what happened to him and say, hey, is he the victim here? But if he did something so wrong to this man, that puts this man in a position of self-defense. I'm using my pepper spray. I'm stabbing because I am in fear for my life. And when that is a situation that prosecutors and law enforcement see in a case like this, that's when you start talking about felony. That's when you start talking about what really happened here. So you're right. In many cases, you might look at the video, you might look at pictures and say, how come he's not the victim? It's because something on the front end, and part of the allegation here is that he shoved first, something on the front end was so dangerous and so harmful that it led the man to take these extreme measures in self-defense. Now, of course, Stephen A., Mark Sanchez is going to argue self-defense if he has to go and press this. But my recommendation for him is I would be completely surprised if he didn't try to get a plea deal in this case as soon as possible.
Yeah, and a plea deal could entail what exactly?
A plea deal could be anywhere from no prison time, severe fines, different other kinds of penalties, to some sort of prison time. But this is not the highest degree of a felony for a battery in the state. So this is not something where essentially we're talking years and years and years in prison. So I think there is room, and again, we don't have all the evidence, but just looking at it from the outside looking in, there's room for Mark Sanchez and his lawyers, as this thing goes through the process in the coming weeks, to say, hey, what can we do to establish a plea? Their goal is going to be no jail time. That's number one. But the biggest goal outside of that, Stephen A., is to get this case over with, because the more we talk about it, the more damage there is to his reputation, the more this whole perspective changes, the more information comes out about what happened. And all of that is potentially harmful, not just to this case for Mark Sanchez, but to his life going forward.